From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung announces massive investments in semiconductors and artificial intelligence in the interest of balanced regional development at a joint event with the heads of major conglomerates. Men's national football coach Hong Myung-bo resigns a day after the country's group stage exit from the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And the death toll from last week's two powerful earthquakes in Venezuela rises to 1,450. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. The heads of conglomerates, including Samsung and SK, have announced plans to invest trillions of dollars in artificial intelligence. Standing between the two business leaders at a joint presentation, the nation's president said that for its own survival, South Korea must gain a solid lead in semiconductors, AI data centers, and physical AI. Kim Bum-su has more.
대한민국의 미래를 위해 파이팅!
South Korean conglomerates will invest quadrillions of won or trillions of U.S. dollars to turn emerging AI technologies into new growth engines.
Samsung 전기가 하고 있는 반도체 칩과
Samsung Electronics Executive Chairman Lee Jae-yong and SK Group Chair Choi Tae-won announced their massive investment plans for semiconductors, AI data centers, and physical AI at a nationally televised presidential event on Monday.
Samsung Group 내부용 AI 데이터센터와 함께 저희의 로봇 관련
Samsung Group will concentrate the investments in robotics alongside the AI data center for internal Samsung Group use in Gumi, North Gyeongsang Province. We'll focus our investments in Ulsan, South Gyeongsang Province. For next generation, all solid-state batteries and the batteries used in energy storage systems, or BESS, which are essential for renewable energy.
경남 울산을 중심으로 투자하겠습니다.
SK가 만드는 AI 데이터 센터는 대한민국의 AI 내셔널 인프라스트럭처가
SK's AI data centers can potentially become South Korea's national AI infrastructure. They will serve as the heart, driving robots and physical AI, while also acting as a catalyst for establishing an entirely new ecosystem of upstream and downstream industries, spanning components, equipment, and software related to AI data centers.
SK Group is planning to invest a total of around 1 quadrillion won, or around 650 billion U.S. dollars, to establish AI data centers throughout the country, while spending 11 quadrillion won to beef up its semiconductor production capacity. According to the Trade Minister, a total of 800 trillion won will be invested in the creation of new semiconductor cluster in the nation's southwestern Jeolla region, which will house four new memory chip fabrication plants. That includes a new memory complex Samsung intends to build in the city of Gwangju, with the group allocating more than 2.6 quadrillion won altogether for AI projects. Kim Bum-su, KBS World Radio News.
Men's national football coach Hong Myung-bo has resigned a day after the country's group stage exit from the 2026 World Cup. South Korea finished third in Group A, securing 3 points from a win and 2 losses in the campaign, and failed to get one of the 8 tickets to play in the round of 32 given to the best third-place teams. Yoon So-young has more.
Hong Myung-bo stepped down as head coach of the men's national football team a day after South Korea was officially knocked out of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Hong announced his decision in a news conference at the team's training site in Zaopan, western Mexico, Sunday.
First and foremost, I'd like to sincerely apologize to the people who love Korean football and have always supported our national team. Today, I'm stepping down as head coach of the national football team. I wasn't able to deliver the results the public had hoped for. That responsibility lies entirely with me as head coach.
South Korea finished third in Group A, picking up 3 points from a win over Czechia and back-to-back 1-0 losses to Mexico and South Africa. The team's hopes of sneaking into the round of 32 as one of the 8 best third-place finishers were officially dashed on Saturday. The Taeguk Warriors have advanced to the knockout rounds three times, highlighted by a historic semifinal run in 2002 with round of 16 finishes in 2010 and 2022. But even with a roster many considered the most talented in the team's history, led by captain and Golden Boot winner Son Heung-min likely playing his final World Cup, Hong's team turned in one of the most disappointing campaigns in South Korean World Cup history. Yoon Soo-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The death toll from powerful earthquakes that struck Venezuela last Wednesday has risen to 1,450. Venezuela's parliamentary president, Jorge Rodriguez, said the number of people killed in the back-to-back earthquakes reached 1,450 as of Sunday, up 20 from the previous tally. Authorities said more than 3,000 people had been injured and about 12,000 had been displaced. Rescue operations remain underway with about 2,000 rescue personnel from 24 countries and more than 130 search dogs taking part, while several survivors have been pulled alive from the rubble in recent days. Despite the ongoing rescue efforts, unofficial estimates put the number of missing people at around 70,000, while the United Nations Development Program estimated the disaster caused about $6.7 billion in economic losses, equivalent to about 6% of Venezuela's gross domestic product. The $1 exchange rate closed in the mid-1,541 range on Monday, its highest level since the global financial crisis, as foreign investors sold about 7.7 trillion won worth of local stocks. On the Seoul foreign exchange market, the Korean won ended the daytime trading session at 1,545.2 won per dollar as of 3:30 p.m., weakening 13.2 won per dollar. The won has closed the daytime session in the 1,501 range for over a month, since May 15th. Based on the daytime closing rate, this is the highest level since March 9, 2009, when it stood at 1,549 won. The currency was pressured by continued foreign selling in the stock market, with overseas investors dumping 7.7 trillion won on Monday for a seventh consecutive session of net selling and heightened geopolitical risks in the Middle East. A special counsel team has launched investigation into three more opposition lawmakers on their alleged obstruction of investigators' attempt to arrest former President Yoon Suk-yeol in 2025. Special counsel Kwon Chang-young's team said on Monday that Representatives Kim Gi-hyun, Kwon Yong-jin, and Yoon Sang-hyun of the People Power Party were newly added to the investigation and notified to appear for questioning by Tuesday. Assistant Special Counsel Kwon Young-bin said that the move followed a review of video evidence and further investigation that identified lawmakers allegedly involved in obstructing the execution of an arrest warrant for Yoon. The Special Counsel added that the lawmakers had publicly argued in media interviews that the warrant was unlawful, which was also taken into account in the decision to book them. The team also said that although no physical clash was confirmed during the warrant execution, but there were acts that could be considered interference with official duties, noting that actions such as forming human barricades and blocking access have often been recognized in past court rulings as obstruction of official duties. The National Weather Agency on Monday issued a heat advisory covering the entire city of Seoul, as the heat index was expected to top 33 degrees Celsius for at least two consecutive days. This marks the first Seoul-wide heat alert this summer, following similar advisories issued earlier in the month, targeting only the eastern and western areas of the capital. Elsewhere, heat wave advisories are in place for parts of Gyeonggi Province, Incheon, Sejong City, and Cheongju, North Chungcheong Province, as well as the entire city of Gungju, South Chungcheong Province. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.